McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
How are you doing today, coach?
I've been busy, but it's a good day.
It is. Well, we played another Thursday game.
Yeah.
And this time it was part of the Georgia-Florida Border Wars over in the Glynn County Stadium.
Yep.
And it was interesting. We played a team out of Callahan, Florida, the West Nassau Warriors.
Yep.
And your Buccaneers, our Buccaneers came out on top.
Yeah, we won 40, a big one.
42-8 to start the whole campaign off. Seven Florida teams against seven Georgia teams over a three-day period there, so that was a lot of football. But we're only interested in our game, in the Buccaneers, of course.
Yeah.
So tell us the highlights of the game, and we did win 42-8, and how our Buccaneers fared on that.
Yeah, we were the opener, you know, on Thursday afternoon at 4:30 for the Georgia side, and it was pretty close early. They were big and physical. They got in, you know, a ball control offense, and they ran. I think they doubled our play production. They moved the ball from 20 to 20 pretty well. Only scored once. Our goal line defense came up big. Our red zone defense came up pretty big multiple times. And then the game that we played was we wanted them to chase us around. They had a hard time doing that, so we scored pretty quick.
Yeah, you did. You had some long touchdown runs. I believe the defense had a score.
Yeah.
And
had a blocked punt.
Was that the one that was scooped and run back for the touchdown?
Their own player actually got it up and ran it, and we hit him, knocked the ball out again, and Lake Linton scooped it up and scored.
That's a big play for a linebacker, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
To score a touchdown that.
Our game plan was to get out in front of them. I was worried about their size. I knew if they went into spread offense, we would probably win that. And I was worried about their size, so I wanted to get out ahead of them. So if they wanted to play ball control, I could turn around and play ball control too. And by the time the game was over, they couldn't catch us. Time would run out. So he started in his ball control, but we were up 14-0, I think, was right one time. And then we got up 21-8. And then he realized, you know, if I played ball control, and he did, the clock's going to run pretty quick. And,
you're right.
And so he got into spread offense, which was where we wanted him.
And you controlled him from there. And,
yeah.
And, well, the rest is history.
Yep.
Buccaneer speed won out over.
Yeah, it did. They hit on us pretty good, though. We're a little sore still this week.
Well, and, of course, we'll be talking about the upcoming game here in a little while. How were the stats for the final stats for the game?
I think we ended up with 358 yards rushing and 36 passing. 36, I did have a touchdown, though.
Were we one for one? Or
one for one.
One for one.
We actually tried another pass. It wasn't there, and quarterback scrambled for about 20 yards. So it was a built-in, you know, scramble, too, with it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Coach, you know the fans want you to throw a little bit more, but if you're winning 42-8 with only one pass completed in two attempts, you know, speaking for the majority of the fans, I'll take that every time. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, and speaking of passing, you probably follow Bear Bryant's advice on a passing game. You know, on every pass play, three things can happen, and two of them are bad. So,
I like, you know, not a lot of people know how to run the ball anymore. Everybody wants to run the spread zone and stretch concepts, and they'll call something that we've called buck sweep for a long time, pin and pull.
Yeah.
And, you know, the craft of running the ball is kind of faded away. So I get questions all the time about asking me how to defend so-and-so or how to do this. It was funny this week on social media. This guy was asking how to defend the wing tee, and people were tagging me in it, so I was aggravating the guy on social media about it.
Yeah, don't run the wing tee against the Buccaneers. You're going to have a long night because the coach knows that very, very well. Who were your stars on offense?
Offensively, we had two really big – the offensive line, one, played well, but that was their best game. And I was glad because the defense had been kind of carrying us through. So the offensive line did well as a whole. I think Danny Thomas had an 85% grade out with five pancake blocks, and Daniel Rush had like an 82% grade out with three pancake blocks. So that was
good.
Big. But as far as, you know, the guys that get the stats in the paper and the highlights, DeMonte Stokes – carried the ball five times for 143 yards and two touchdowns. He also had the touchdown reception. And then DeAndre Bacon carried the ball 14 times for 107 yards and two touchdowns.
That's outstanding. Two players with over 100 yards rushing.
Yep.
And you had some other players carrying the ball several times.
Yeah, your quarterback Darius West broke loose a couple times, but unfortunately both his big runs were called back by penalties. So that was really the only time we hurt ourselves.
And Neo West, he was performing as your quarterback this week.
Yeah, he threw a touchdown pass, handled the ball well, had a big run for a first down.
That's good, and I'm glad to hear that the you were concerned about your offensive line at the beginning of the year due to the youth and the new kids. Yeah. Graduation kind of hurt you, and now they're coming into their own.
They're getting better every week. Is about all you can ask.
Well, that's good. That's good. How about on the defensive side of the ball?
We're
your
flying around the ball.
There?
We were a little outsized, but we were flying around the ball. They had a hard time with our speed. And you can say, well, they doubled they had twice as many plays as you did. They did, but we held firm in the red zone, and we got to condense the formations and the defense, and they had a hard time with that. But Lake Linton had a great game. Middle linebacker Ladarius West at an outside linebacker position did extremely well. Those were probably the two with the most hits on the ball.
Well, you might have gotten doubled in plays, but you scored so fast you didn't need as many plays on offense.
Yeah, that
either.
Was usually that's not my plan, but we scored fast enough that we were – I wanted to get ahead, so I told you to play the clock control, so we sped it up a little.
Coach, there's nothing wrong with that. When people don't look at the stats, they look at the score.
Yeah,
that's the
I don't know how many people noticed, but we went into a two-minute offense, no hurry-up, and scored. it was all runs, but it was a two-minute hurry-up. We went down the field and scored in under 2 minutes with the hurry-up offense, so we can run it.
That's good. Well, we've got some big games in the future here that we're going to need that.
Probably so.
Might need to mix in a little pass now and then. Don't
yeah, we had
that.
A few calls. He had some options to call it. He could have said, Coach, we gave me the option to throw it. He ran it, I think, every time.
That's good. That's good. All right. There's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is going to be brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, Coach, we've been talking about the West Nassau game, which we won 42-8, and we've talked about the time of possession, number of plays run. Basically, you wore out their offense by letting them play a little bit longer than we did on offense. But on the scoreboard, we scored so fast, we whooped them pretty good, 42-8.
Our kids were real focused. We had mistakes on offense. Don't get me wrong, but they were very few.
How about your special teams? How'd they perform?
Maddie McMahon, our female kicker, she went 6 for 6 on the extra points, so that was pretty good. Blake Taylor was clutch in the punting scenario. We struggled a little bit with the kickoff game, but that was about it.
Okay, well, it sounds like we're getting into good shape for the upcoming games.
Yeah.
We can put this game behind us now. The Buccaneers are 2-1, and the only loss was to the 6A Glen Academy Red Terriers. Which,
yeah.
When you play bigger schools like that, you're not expected to. But we played them close, and that was a great game. So the Bucs are rounding into shape. Let's talk about the JV. What did they do last week?
Well, JV since the off week, we beat Glen Academy. 16-6, I think.
That's great.
Yeah, that was a big one. And then we have a game against Liberty County this week. The middle school has played 2 games. We lost a close ball game to Arthur Williams over in Wayne County 6-0 and had 3 touchdowns called back. So that was tough. And then we played Long County here at MCA, or at McIntosh Middle, rather. And, you know, that was last year's head coach. Marty Jones was the coach at Long County now. And so our kids played. They wanted to play that one hard, and they did. I think the final ended up being 44-22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so our middle school put 44 points upon the school. I'm like, that was pretty impressive.
That is. You got to score quick to get that many points, quick
and
often.
Kids are like, no way, they're going to let Coach Jones beat us. So I got to get them to play that hard every week.
That's
Coach
good.
Jones does a good job, so I know he was going to win that game too.
Yeah. What's middle school and JV got games this week?
Yeah, we play middle school today over at Martha Puckett in Hinesville. Well, not Hinesville, but in Wayne County. What's the name of the city there?
Jessup.
Playing Jessup. And then the JV plays at home Thursday against Liberty County.
And we're expecting the same results as we've been getting?
Well, I hope so.
Well, anyway, at least the kids are playing, getting experience, and getting ready to move up to the next level in the next couple of years, and playing your offense and defense. So that's it's building for the future. It's good. How many kids do you have out on the middle school team this year?
There's about 30 right now.
That's good. That's very good.
30, 31, something like that.
And your JV, how many did you normally dress for that?
I know I feed them 40 cheeseburgers, and so I don't think there's quite 40. I think coaches, so in the mid-low 30s probably.
Some of them linemen probably eat 2 or 3 cheeseburgers now, don't they?
Yeah, but I order 40. So I don't know who all gets those. JV can vary a little bit. All my freshmen and all my 10th graders predominantly play on it. Occasionally I'll play another kid that's got a backup role somewhere. Maybe you're a junior that starts at corner. You haven't had any offensive reps at wide receiver. We'll give you, a quarter of offensive reps or something just to get some work.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, and that's a good thing to do because
it builds our depth. You may start in one position, so I don't let that player who starts in position take reps away from a kid who needs reps behind them.
Right.
But, if you're backing up someone, we'll put you sometimes and give you a quarter or two, and most everybody gets to play on Thursdays.
And the rule is they can't play more than 6 quarters in a week,
so
if you've got just like you described, the player who plays the starting corner, and you know he's going to play all four quarters on the varsity, you limit him to two on the JV at another position.
Yeah, his backup position, so we don't get double reps, so they'll go play their backup role.
Right, right. And that's a good thing to do, too. Okay. We've got the JV on the winning track, the middle school on the winning track, and, of course, the varsity on the winning track. And now we're getting into our region schedule. And
getting close to the region. We still have three ball games.
We got Lanier County coming up.
That's single in classification, but not region. They're single A, Division II.
Ah.
They're over there in that other region.
So they're in the bigger classification of single A.
No, they're in ours, but they're not in
our region.
Yes.
Okay. We're playing somebody our size, but not in our region.
That's right. We played two somebodies. We crossed over with Region 2.
Okay.
And we play them, and then we also have Atkinson County on the schedule.
Okay, and Atkinson's in a different region also.
Yes.
Now, who's in Lanier's region? Is that Clinch and Charlton?
Clinch, Charlton, Turner, them, and that's all I remember off the top of my head.
Okay. As we're all familiar with those teams because we've played them all at one time or another, and some of them have been in our region and some of them haven't. Well, I know you've been watching the film. You're getting ready for Lanier. What can we expect out of them?
Well, they've got a really, really good running back, maybe the best running back we'll see all year. He's 6 foot tall plus, 200 pounds plus, runs well. He's a handful. I feel like if we handle him, we'll have a shot to win the ball game. But he could, we can't let him take a game over. They had a good season last year in a really tough conference that they played in, region that they played in. So we've got to play well. They're a pretty good 7-on-7 team. I don't know how they're going to like our run game, so we'll see.
What are they going to run on offense? They're going to run the spread?
They are a spread offense.
Okay.
You got different philosophies within the spread. Now, some people, they'll run no tight end spread, trips and double twins and empty formations. They have some of that in their offense, but they use a tight end and what most people call an H-back quite a bit, so they can run the power run schemes from the spread if they want to.
And we'll see him kind of at the tailback, running back
spot. Yeah, you're not going to miss him. He's a good little kid, number 8. He's a pretty good player.
Well, we'll be calling his name a number all night, probably.
Yeah, they've got a young quarterback. I think he's a really good athlete. He's only in 9th grade. He looks older for his age. Maybe you're not suggesting fell or anything, just a mature kid.
Right.
He's got good wheels. We need to make sure we can pressure him in situations that require it.
Well, is this running back, is he a senior this year?
He is.
Okay.
Our defense is looking forward to the challenge. They can throw something up, say, hey, this guy's going to run over you or something. Our defense is like, no, he's not.
All right. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. All right, coach, we've been talking about Lanier County, which is coming up this Friday night. The kickoff will be at 7:30 for all you Buccaneer fans and other non-fans who want to come watch the Buccaneers play. We're talking about their offense. What can we expect out of them on defense?
They run a pretty good 3-4 defense. They know what they're doing with it. They're pretty sound in it. I've seen them get into some 40 fronts, you know, four-man front.
Right.
I think he likes the 3-4, which is just an updated version of the 5-2 defense, you know, to compensate for the spread. So we'll see that. Now, we are playing here at MCA. That's important to note because we know we've played our scrimmage in one game at our old high school because of the field conditions. Our field aesthetically is not going to be as pretty as it normally would be, but it's going to be playable. The sod's rooted. It's got some, still got some sand on it, though.
Well, and you know, looking at a lot of the other fields in the, around in the area too, it seems like a lot of fields were having problems this past summer too.
Yeah,
so
we had two fields in particular that just were. It was tough to get them right.
Our middle school field looks outstanding. Looks yeah. great. So, but anyway, yep, we play here Friday night, and we're going to put that Buccaneer running game on display. You think Lanier can control us or stop us?
I hope they can. So we'll see. We've got some things ready. We, you know, if we have to throw, we'll throw, and if not, we can. You know, certainly we're going to try to establish the run. There's no secret about that.
No, there's not. There's not. And you've got a barn full of running backs to throw at them too, and we always do. So that keeps yeah. Keeps them off balance. You know, I haven't even looked up their record this year. I don't even know where they stand or who they've played. I normally do that, but I've been busy with my daughter who had twins, so it's kind of kept me on the sidelines. But we'll be ready for Friday night. Well, once we get that game under our belt, the following Friday we'll entertain another large school, and that's Bradwell Institute out of Hinesville. Have you had a chance to look at the film on them yet, or give us any predictions?
In fact, I just started looking a little bit today. Peek at them. I don't want to lose too much focus on Lanier, but I did want to want to look at them. You were mentioning Lanier's record. They beat Bacon County 12-6. They lost to Telfair County 35-20. Beat Santa Fe, Florida 17-14 in overtime. Then last week they lost 14-10. So they've been in some really close ball games. This year they're 2-2.
They have, and they're not giving up a lot of points, I noticed there either. So that
no, they gave up 69 and scored 59.
Well, that means they're in virtually all the games. One game they
yeah, defense keep them in ball games. Maybe a little ball control with the running back.
Yeah.
Then you know we've got Bradwell coming in after that. The next home game, and they're Bradwell hasn't won a game, but they're a bigger classification. They're like 5 or 6A this year, and that scares me just from the size difference. They're going to have some advantages with numbers, maybe an athlete here or there. But our kids, you know, they like playing football, so we're not going to shouldn't let that bother us.
You've got them with the right attitude. It's 11-on-11.
Yeah.
On the field. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, we can't look ahead. Lanier County, small county like us, but it's got good athletes at different positions. Is their line big as ours? Or
everybody looks bigger than us, Harold. Every time I look at somebody, I'm like, they just keep getting bigger. So yeah, they've got some good sized players. We're going to have a speed advantage again overall. They've got some few kids can run with us, but our fronts are very much quicker than theirs. But they do have a size advantage.
And sometimes that wears on you later.
It wore
on
us a little bit last week.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we've got the Buccaneers headed in the right direction, and we're looking forward to this contest with Lanier County on Friday night. And, again, kickoff will be at 7:30 at Buccaneer Field at the high school. So everybody that's listening, we're not going back to the middle school. We've got our field ready, and we're ready to go, and we need folks to turn out.
I don't know if I'd call it ready. It's playable, but it's not.
Well, it's ready then, Coach. Come on. We'll play them on dirt, asphalt, wherever they want to play. We're the Buccaneers, and we're going out there to
win this
game.
The main thing, the new sod that hadn't been put down was not rooted early.
Yeah.
And it is now. It's almost colored in. Then there's a few places where we lost part of the field to weeds and grasses and things that came in. Those spots haven't touched. You'll see some sandy spots on the field.
Well, we're just going to be watching the players after the kickoff and not worry about the field anymore. Yeah. Both teams got to play on it, and it'll be an exciting game. We're looking forward to the challenge. Hopefully the Buccaneers will again come out and be successful and put another win on the board for Buccaneer football. All right, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us today, and good luck on Friday night. And I'll see you after the game, and we'll talk about hopefully another good victory for the Buccaneers. So. All right. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.